AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump signed a bill funding the federal government and ending the partial shutdown.
Instead of a bloated and wasteful omnibus monstrosity full of special interest handouts, we've succeeded in passing a fiscally responsible package that actually cuts wasteful federal spending while supporting critical programs for the safety, security, and prosperity of the American people.
But the measure only funds the Department of Homeland Security for 2 weeks. Democrats are demanding more restrictions on immigration enforcement operations. Congressman Jim McGovern.
We are watching masked, armed agents force their way into homes without judicial warrants. We are seeing blatant violations of the Fourth Amendment. We are witnessing agencies act with impunity.
In Minneapolis today, immigration officers with guns drawn arrested activists who'd been trailing their vehicles. And Lisa Dwyer has the latest on the Charlie Kirk murder case.
Attorneys for Tyler Robinson, the man charged with shooting Kirk, are asking a state judge to block graphic videos of the shooting from being shown in court and are asking that cameras be barred, arguing that biased news outlets could taint the case. Prosecutors and Kirk's widow want to keep the proceedings open, citing the need for transparency. Defense attorneys are also seeking to have local prosecutors disqualified. One of the reasons was because the daughter of one prosecutor was at the rally where Kirk was shot. Utah County Attorney Jeffrey Gray was also asked to explain why he mentioned seeking the death penalty early on.
The more delay, then it just creates all this unnecessary public speculation and everything else.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And in Arizona, a source tells AP investigators found signs of forced entry at the home of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother, a search ongoing. This is AP News. Sunday's Super Bowl may not exactly offer a break from politics. The NFL says federal security will be like it's been in the past, and ICE won't be there. But Marcela Sanchez reports.
More than 184,000 people have signed a petition calling on the NFL to denounce the potential presence of Immigration and Customs Enforcement at the game at Levi's Stadium in the San Francisco Bay Area. Two NFL officials said ICE is not expected to be among the more than a dozen DHS-related agencies providing security. Still, many worry that President Trump and his MAGA allies who lead DHS could change their minds ahead of Sunday's game. Bad Bunny, the halftime show's headliner, is expected to address the moment. Trump has said he doesn't plan to attend this year's Super Bowl and called Bad Bunny a terrible choice. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.